6. A mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
It's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes. It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Thank you.
101.9 FM CFRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio, where we lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited, with a variety of indie rock, alternative, and all other kinds of tunes. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are taking a break, chilling out, going on vacation. We started off the hour with Funky I Like It by Babe Rainbow and Tongo Bara by Vu Fara Torre and Krungbin. As you've probably guessed, the theme of this week's episode is inspired by the fact that this is Queen's University's winter term reading week. Students are going home, going out, chilling, going on vacation, and fourth years are flocking to tropical locations for grad trips. And I am going on a solo trip to Nicaragua. Now, if you're listening, you might be thinking, Harper, are you crazy? Are you nervous? Why Nicaragua? Or that's what I'm guessing, because I'm a little bit of a selfish radio host, but in this booth, the music is chosen by me, as are the topics, and I'm going to talk about my own vacation if I want to. So in answer to your questions, yes, I am crazy. I am a tiny bit nervous to be alone, and I chose Nicaragua because I've been wanting to go back to Central America to do a little surfing and speaking Spanish, and I wanted somewhere a little bit off the beaten path that still felt safe as a solo female, so here I am, going to Nicaragua. I wanted to start off the hour with Funky I Like It because it really got me through the mentality of being a solo traveler. I remember when I was in Australia, I went to a hostel in Byron Bay last year, and I wasn't even really far from familiarity. I'd been living with my friend Caitlin in Brisbane for almost 3 weeks at that point, and I had told her I wanted to go back to Byron Bay, but she had work to do. So I went by myself, and I could only afford a bed in an 8-person dorm. And I was feeling a little bit of social anxiety when I got there, but I had been listening to Babe Rainbow on repeat all day because they're from Byron, and I was like, I'm choosing to embody this mellow, chill, stoner energy. Anyways, I remember Funky I Like It came on, and I was really zoning into the lyrics, and I was like, yeah, you know what? The beauty of life is that we're all weird and trying our best, and we're just a little bit funky, and I like that. So I'm going to be funky, and all the other people might be too, but it's all good. We're all in the same boat. So I've been listening to this song again a lot in the past couple of days to try to mentally prepare myself to be ready for that feeling, to accept and embrace the funkiness and the chillness that I think will come with a kind of relaxing beach vacation, I hope. And I'm just preparing to be staying in hostels again and trying to get back in the swing of socializing with strangers outside of the tiny Queens, Ontario bubble, but I think it's going to be good. Up next, we're going to hear from the A La La's, River Tiber, Fleece, and more in this vacation episode of Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Material.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we are in Phase vacation, taking a break, chilling out, whatever you want to call it. We just heard Raspberry Jam by the All Alas, Windows by Sugar Candy Mountain, Spirals by River Tiber, Criminal by Stemstellar, and Where's My Beach Hat by Fleece. If you've been tuning in for the whole hour, you know that this episode is vacation themed because it's Queen's University's Winter Reading Week, and at the time you're hearing this, I will be in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua on vacation. And I know I said I was nervous earlier, but I'm also really excited because if you've been a consistent listener, you might know that I'm world language minor, which basically just means I speak Spanish and have done a couple of other intro language courses. And I'm not in one, not two, but three Spanish classes this semester. So I feel like I've dusted off the cobwebs a little bit, and I'm excited to put my skills, hopefully, to some decent use while I'm away. And I just feel like romance languages really make me feel calm. We've got a couple instances of that on this playlist. I think we had it, heard it in Tongo Bar a little bit, a little bit of Portuguese, a little bit of Spanish. And then I think we'll hear it up again in the next section coming up. But yeah, it's just some fun foreign language, indie, psych music for us this week. We've got a heavily surfy, psychedelic, instrumental sort of vibe for this week's theme as well. Not dissimilar from Phase Beach Escape we had a month or so ago. But I don't know how, when I was crafting that Phase sound, I never came across or thought about putting River Tiber on my playlist in my hunt for Canadian artists who make this kind of soulful, funky, psychedelic music. He's a solo artist from Toronto who has worked with a bunch of big Canadian artists like Daniel Caesar and Kate Renata, but I like that his work has a touch of that energy, but it's also a little bit more funky, a little bit more rocky flow with it. Some jazzy drum beats in the background, and Spirals are the natural symbol of growth and exploration and nature, so I felt like it was appropriate to use his song Spirals in this week's episode. So whether you're exploring somewhere new, going home for a rest, or hanging out with your friends, take whatever journey you need to feel re-energized upon your return. Just some hippie wisdom for you this week. Up next, we've got the Hylozoists, Royal Canoe, and Feist on 101.9 FM CFRC.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Thank you. That shit was trash. You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
Dance around anything.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we've been in our vacation phase. We're taking a break, mellowing out a little bit. We just heard If Only Your Heart Was a Major Sixth by the Hylozoists, Tudo Que Você Podia Ser by Orion's Belt, Stemming by Royal Canoe, Inside and Out by Feist and Friends by Papoose and Oracle Sisters. I love Feist, and I'm so in a Feist phase right now. I wanted to put the song One Evening on this playlist because it's so sneaky vacation link. Like, the evening is long, the kisses were true, and it could begin and end in one evening. Perfect description of a vacation fling. But also, that song is super famous, and it's not that Inside and Out isn't, but I also like the background instrumentals in it, and the bongos have a bit more of a tropical feel to me, and it still feels sneaky and energetic, so that's why we put that one in this hour. To end off the hour, we're going to hear Crazy Mama by JJ Cale and Radio Waves by Fast Romantics. These two songs are at the end because they're by far the most different in genre and overall vibe. We've got a little bit of folky country rock sound and then a more pop rocky upbeat tune, but I love the song Crazy Mama, and I've decided it's going to be my vacation mantra. Like, yeah, I am Crazy Mama, and you are wondering where I've been so long. Another JJ Cale song I love is Call Me the Breeze, and together those two songs feel perfect for feeling transient and in a new place where nobody knows you. I could be anywhere. I'm following the breeze. I'm Crazy Mama. Nobody knows where I've been and who I am and where I'll be. And I'm honestly so ready to have a break from the feeling that other people or other things are relying on me. It's so nice to just feel like you're only in charge of yourself. Not that I don't love the people who are, I feel like, are reliant on me, and the things that are reliant on me, I'm also reliant on them. But it's also just nice to have a little break from that. And it was making me think about, I had to do this reading of a short story by Gabriel Garcia Marquez this week in my Spanish literature class called The Trail of Your Blood in the Snow. And it's essentially about this woman who is dying on her honeymoon with her husband. And she goes to the hospital, and her husband realizes that while she's away, he's completely helpless by himself without her. And there's this one line where he says he could not understand how he had ever lived without the help and protection of Nana DeConte, his wife. And I'm just like, did Nana DeConte, though, want to be dealing with your helpless butt? Like, I don't think so. Like, maybe she just needed a break. And obviously that story is very much has some feminist undertones about, you know, the structure of a traditional society, et cetera, et cetera. But I was just like, you know what? Maybe she doesn't want to be walking and holding your hand throughout all of this. Maybe it's important that you learn a little bit how to live by yourself. Although, obviously, the rest of that story is a tragedy, et cetera, et cetera. And love is great and awesome and important as well. But, you know, anyways, long tangent. I'm just ready to be in charge of myself again. And we're going to end it off with the song Radio Waves, because I think it just because it has the word waves in it, and I think it's fun, and I hope for all of you that you're on a beach or you're at least riding the wave of rest if you're lucky enough to have one this week. So thanks so much for tuning in, and catch the next phase on Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. Happy reading week, everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4. Staining on